Ahí.
Ya tú. Allá vuelve.
Venga.
Andar allá.
This is the restaurant. We're just discussing the history of the restaurant. Can you briefly tell her in English?
Yeah, basically that particular place where we have the restaurant, it was owned by some coaching classes for students before, and then there was a gift store for greeting cards, and then finally Srinathji Prabhu, you know, Srinathji Prabhu is one of our trustees, and he bought that place, and there was a lot of discussion initiated by all the leaders as to how we should use that place. So there was proposal for classes, there was proposal for health food store, there was proposal for Food for Life kitchen, and then everyone was confused because each idea appeared to be attractive. Then finally Maharaj insisted that we should have a restaurant there, but many of the devotees felt that we just have no experience of anyone here running a devotee restaurant, because we have some congregation devotees who have their restaurants, but they don't insist on devotee staff or any standards like that. So within the temple complex, how can we manage? Because none of our devotees are experienced and expert at cooking all different restaurant level, you know, that standard of dishes. So everything appeared to be like pointing towards some other project except restaurant. But then finally, because it was Maharaj's keen desire, so against all odds, there were a lot of legal complications, there were a lot of problems from the municipality, permissions and everything, but somehow Ketan Prabhu was the first person, Kirti Govinda Prabhu. Maharaj gave him the name Kirti Govinda. So he and his brother took training, and then they started working on this whole concept. Then Damodar Dulal Prabhu, he joined the team, and they got all the permissions and started off with a very limited staff, some of the few people who joined at the very beginning, Suresh Tavade and some of the other people. Then after that, Nilesh Prabhu joined last year, and then they have been
And how did they learn to cook?
They gradually had some devotees, some devotee cooks like Jairam Prabhu was already experienced in making ice cream, some other things. Then others joined, and now they have become devotees. तो कितना लोग सोलह माला कर रहा है हाथ उठाओ सो सो मेनी ऑफ देम आर नाउ चैंटिंग 16 राउंड्स और कौन लोग माला कर रहे हैं बाकी 16 से कम अदर्स आर चैंटिंग लेस देन 16 अराउंड 8 राउंड्स लाइक दैट सो मेनी ऑफ देम वेर एक्सपर्ट कुक्स इन डिफरेंट होटल्स एंड दे केम हियर एंड बिकेम डिवोटीज सो नाउ दे आर ऑल्सो चैंटिंग सो नाउ इट्स काइंड ऑफ अराउंड 35 स्टाफ एंड प्रैक्टिकली ऑल ऑफ देम आर now chanting Hare Krishna.
I learned Maharaj also brought someone here
to Maharaj brought Kaustubh Prabhu, and Maharaj personally also brought the instruments for making the pizzas and everything, and he was testing for 6 months the right standard of pizza, and he was personally testing Radha Vallabh Prabhu, and then after he approved, then that standard was taught to the Govinda cooks, and in parampara they are now learning it.
That's still the most popular preparation.
सबसे ज़्यादा भी pizza काफी popular है लोगों में. Pizza is quite popular. तो वो pizza जो बनाया है वो महाराज खुद सीख के सिखाए. महाराज ने खुद कौस्तुभ प्रभु से वहाँ सीखा. I'm just telling you also went to the kitchen with Kaustubh Prabhu and took notes. They are not believing it. Maharaj khud gaye.
But actually, I have to confess, I force the devotees to do this restaurant, and not managerially, but through my will, because there was so much resistance and so much lack of confidence, but I really, really pushed it. And despite my pushing it, you know, when I wasn't here, all these other ideas just kept emerging. You can translate.
Maharaj keh rahe hain ki bahut zyada inhone bal diya ki wahan restaurant hona hi chahiye, tab jaakar ye siddh ho paya, nahi to bahut sare log iske virodh mein the.
But ultimately, when they saw how I was not influenced by any of the other arguments, Gauranga Prabhu, just based on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, he just, okay, if this is what Maharaj wants, we just have to do it. Almost like blind faith. But really, I have to give, you know, I said, this is what we should do. But he really helped to make it happen by pushing it and by mobilizing people and bringing Damodar Dulal Prabhu in and bringing so many people in and preaching to these people. And really, Gauranga Prabhu is very much instrumental in making it happen.
I don't know how to translate that.
You can translate. Do you agree, Damodar Dulal Prabhu?
Certainly. महाराज बता रहे हैं कि हालांकि महाराज की इच्छा थी लेकिन गौरांग प्रभु ने पूरा विश्वास रखा महाराज के कहने पे और महाराज की इच्छा इसीलिए बहुत लोगों का विरोध था फिर भी गौरांग प्रभु ने कहा नहीं होना ही चाहिए यहाँ पे और फिर उन्होंने मुझे सेवा मिलाया कीर्ति गोविंद प्रभु नीलेश सबको सेवा मिलाया और महाराज श्रेय गौरांग प्रभु को दे रहे हैं वहाँ रेस्टोरेंट बना है.
And then whatever staff he brought in, Gauranga Prabhu was preaching to them on a regular basis and got them to chant 16 rounds and follow the four regular principles. And so I'm very much indebted to you, Guru.
Thank you. So Gauranga Prabhu hamesha jo bhi staff laate the unko prachar karte the, aapke lectures karte the, sulamala jap karo batate the, unko counseling karte the. To Maharaj unko bahut dhanyavaad de rahe
hain. And now somehow or other, very successful. Still as good as is it, remember you were telling me the records that were just last year, remember?
Yeah.
Is it still doing like that?
Yeah.
They're actually.
Sounds like everyone is really following this principle of interdependence. He's depending on you, following your vision, he's depending on you, you're depending on him, and everybody depending on each other.
Ultimately, we're depending on the cook.
That's right, Maharaj.
I had a pizza at 11 o'clock last night. I first said no.
Did you go in the restaurant? Or
no, it was brought to
Have
me.
You been in the restaurant yet?
Not yet.
Maybe after this meeting you could go down with them and she could be your first customer for the night.
Aaj raat ke pehle customer Mata ji hogi. Theek
hai? The only price is your blessing.
और इनको बिल देने का है आशीर्वाद.
It was very nice. It was good. But I couldn't wake up for Mangal Arati. It was too good.
Well, you don't have to wake up tomorrow either. But you should see the pizza oven. It was imported from Italy. It's really a nice one.
I heard you brought all this. Yeah. Someone mentioned that. I thought I wanted to see that.
But I want to thank all of you. Because what makes Govinda's what it is, it's not just Gauranga Prabhu, it's not just me, it's not just Kirti Govinda Prabhu, it's everyone.
So I want to thank every person here, because here I am not Maharaj, I am not Kirti Govinda Prabhu, or any other person. You all are meeting Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada's vision, this drishti, you can accomplish it.
Because the purpose of this restaurant, to make profit, actually, when we started this restaurant, nobody believed we would ever make profit. Correct? Everyone was thinking that it's unimaginable that we even break even. It will have to be a subsidized thing just to cultivate people and serve out prasad.
जब आरंभ किया था तो कई लोग बोल रहे थे कि ये कभी प्रॉफिट बनाएगा ही नहीं और लॉस में जाएगा फिर फूड फॉर लाइफ करना पड़ेगा.
The How much profit making now?
It's making 20-25%.
But in rupees per month on an average?
Around 2 lakhs, 2.5 lakhs.
That's really big in India. 2 lakhs profit?
Per month.
We were thinking we would have to subsidize more than that every month. Mm-hmm. Right? The success of the restaurant is not the money. That's nice. We're happy with that. But the success of the restaurant is how it transforms people's hearts.
Restaurant ka jo asli safalta hai, wo dhan nahi, wo munafa nahi, lekin kaise iske madhyam se logon ka hriday parivartit hoga.
We were, for the purpose of transforming the hearts, we were even willing to run it at a loss.
प्रचार के लिए हम लोग तो घाटे में भी चलाने के लिए तैयार थे.
And how we will transform people's hearts in the restaurant.
लेकिन कैसे हम लोग लोगों का हृदय परिवर्तित कर सकते हैं?
Each devotee working in the restaurant has to take it as his personal responsibility to transform people's hearts.
आप में से प्रत्येक व्यक्ति इस बात को अपना एक उत्तरदायित्व समझें कि आपको प्रत्येक कस्टमर के हृदय को परिवर्तित करना है.
There are several ways that we can change people's hearts.
कई तरह हैं जिसके माध्यम से हम लोगों का हृदय परिवर्तित कर सकते हैं.
Each, I'm going to name three, and each of the three are equally important.
तीन तरीके हैं लोगों का हृदय परिवर्तित करने का, और हर एक तरीका बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है.
If any of the three is deficient, then the whole project will be deficient.
अगर ये तीनों क्षेत्र में कोई भी कमी रह गई, तो पूरा प्रोजेक्ट फेल पड़ जाएगा.
But if these three principles are followed strongly, then we will 100% change thousands of people's hearts through Gaurang Maharaj.
अगर ये तीनों अगर सफल हुए, तो हम लोग हजारों लोगों का हृदय परिवर्तित कर सकते हैं.
Then we all have to be committed as a team to uphold these three things.
तो हम लोगों को ये तीन बातों को ऊंचा रखने के लिए प्रयास करना चाहिए.
Even if it's impossible, we have to do it anyway.
अगर असंभव हो तो भी करना चाहिए.
Would you like to know what the three things are?
क्या आपको जानने की इच्छा है ये तीन चीजें क्या है?
हरि बोल.
जोर से बोलो.
हरि बोल.
We have to be committed to fulfilling these three expectations.
हमको पूरी तरह अपना व्रत लेना है कि हम ये तीन चीजों को पालन करेंगे. करेंगे?
हरि बोल.
Now I'm not going to put it in order because they're equally important.
पर मैं कोई ऑर्डर में नहीं डालूंगा 1, 2, 3, क्योंकि तीनों बहुत महत्वपूर्ण हैं.
वन,
पहला
हॉस्पिटैलिटी,
अतिथि सत्कार, मतलब जो गेस्ट लोग आते हैं उनका ठीक तरह से देखभाल.
वी हैव टू ऑनर ईच गेस्ट.
प्रत्येक गेस्ट जो आता है उसका सम्मान होना चाहिए.
We have to respect each guest.
उनको सम्मानित करना चाहिए, आदर देना चाहिए.
They should feel not that they're coming into a restaurant.
उनको लगना नहीं चाहिए कोई रेस्टोरेंट में आ रहे हैं.
They should feel the love of a Vaishnav.
उनको वैष्णव का प्रेम अनुभव होना चाहिए.
Vaishnav hospitality is the ultimate hospitality in creation.
वैष्णव सत्कार पूरे ब्रह्मांड का सर्वश्रेष्ठ सत्कार है.
When somebody comes in that restaurant, every employee, whether they're the waiters or whether they're cooks or whether they're administrators or people cleaning, whoever contacts the public, we should actually make those people feel that we love them. We're grateful to them that they're there and we love them for coming.
तो चाहे कोई स्टीवर्ड हो, कुक हो, क्लीनर हो, मोरी वाला हो, कोई भी हो, वो जैसे ही कस्टमर के संपर्क में आता है उनके प्रति इतना प्रेम दिखाना चाहिए, उनको इस बात की अनुभूति होनी चाहिए कि ये लोग हमसे प्रेम कर रहे हैं.
And we have to show that by how we speak to them.
तो ये प्रदर्शित करना है किस तरह आप उनसे बात कर रहे हो.
How we act in their presence with each other.
उनकी उपस्थिति में कैसे एक दूसरे के साथ हम लोग प्रेम से व्यवहार करें, ऐसे नहीं कि एक दूसरे को जापते रहे.
How we act in their presence to them.
और उनके साथ उनके उपस्थिति में कैसे हम व्यवहार करेंगे.
And by our genuine concern that they have a good experience.
और हमारे हृदय में एक वास्तविक इच्छा होनी चाहिए कि उनका अनुभव अच्छा हो.
That means we have to be very efficient.
अर्थात अच्छी तरह से काम करना है फटाफट.
We have to be efficient and we have to be very friendly and very respectful.
और बहुत प्रेम पूर्वक सादर सम्मान के साथ उनके साथ व्यवहार करना है.
I should feel the love of Prabhupada through us, every person that comes in.
और प्रभुपाद का प्रेम उनको अनुभव होना चाहिए.
Can you do that?
क्या आप लोग करेंगे ऐसा?
That's one principle.
एक हो गया.
Number two.
दूसरा.
Which is absolutely equal to the number one.
पहले वाले के बराबर उतना ही शक्तिशाली है.
Cleanliness.
स्वच्छता, सफाई.
Cleanliness is preaching.
स्वच्छता अर्थात प्रचार.
Because cleanliness means consciousness.
स्वच्छता का अर्थ है आपकी चेतना कैसी है.
किचन,
जो किचन है इतना घटिया नहीं रहना चाहिए.
And the place where everyone takes prasad.
जहाँ सब लोग प्रसाद रहते हैं वो भी बहुत गंदा रहता है.
Has to be kept at all times immaculately clean.
और वहाँ हमेशा साफ रखना चाहिए आपको.
People will have faith.
लोगों
in the restaurant if they see that it's really clean.
लोगों की श्रद्धा रेस्टोरेंट में तब बढ़ेगी जब स्वच्छ देखेंगे तो.
And they'll feel bhakti when they see this cleanliness.
और उनको भक्ति की अनुभूति होगी जब वो इस रेस्टोरेंट को देखेंगे स्वच्छ साफ सुथरा.
And I can tell you some very good people who have come to the restaurant.
कई लोग अच्छे-अच्छे लोग रेस्टोरेंट में आए हैं.
More than anything else.
और कुछ नहीं.
They were either impressed or not impressed with the whole restaurant based on the cleanliness.
वो आपके स्वच्छता से या गंदगी से प्रभावित हुए हैं. कुछ लोगों को साफ मिला, कुछ लोगों को गंदा मिला.
Mahanidhi Swami Maharaj came in through the kitchen one day.
Mahanidhi Maharaj kitchen ke madhyam se aaye ek din andar.
Of course there was hardly anyone in the front room so the kitchen was pretty quiet.
To us din kitchen bahut shant tha.
So it was good that he came in at that time.
Acha tha wo time pe aaye jab ganda start nahi hua tha.
But he said he said it's the cleanest kitchen he's ever seen.
To unhone bola bada hi saaf kitchen hai aapka.
He said most places the front room is 5-star, very beautiful. When you go in the kitchen it's all stuff all over the place and it's dirty and you think, oh, I don't want to eat here.
Kai kai restaurant mein wo gaye hain jahan samne 5-star dikhta hai aur andar third class.
But the kitchen has to be first class clean always.
The kitchen ko
it's very difficult, it's a small space but it has to be done.
किचन को हमेशा साफ रखना है, बड़ा कठिन कार्य है लेकिन आपको ये सिद्ध करना ही है.
And the sitting room where everyone takes prasad has to be always clean.
और
cleanliness in a place like this means not just at intervals you clean, you have to constantly be cleaning. At every moment somebody you have to be clean, otherwise it will not be clean.
तो आपको constantly लगातार उसको सफाई करना है, जहाँ बाहर लोग बैठ के खाते हैं वहाँ पे भी निरंतर साफ करते रहना चाहिए.
And also the front of the building has to be immaculately clean.
और entrance के बाहर starting में जहाँ gate आता है उसके आगे भी सफाई होनी चाहिए.
Now if we want anything to be clean, it's not just the job of the cleaners. Everybody, whether they're the cooks or the managers or the waiters or the busboys, everybody has to be cleaning. Whenever they see that something is not clean.
ऐसा नहीं कि केवल उसका काम है जो बाहर मारता है झाड़ू पोता मारता है उसी का काम है. आप सबका काम है. स्टीवर्ड हो, कुक हो, ये है वो है, जो भी हो, कैप्टन हो, सबका काम है. कैशियर भी है, उसका भी काम है.
Powerful preacher.
ये बहुत शक्तिशाली प्रचार है.
Transform people's lives.
इससे लोगों का हृदय परिवर्तित होगा.
How many of you are willing to commit yourself to cleanliness?
आप में से कितने लोग ऐसा सफाई करते रहेंगे दिन रात?
हाथ करो,
हाथ करो.
No Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
That's a hard one.
A little shocked.
Number three.
तीसरा सुनना है क्या?
Which is equal to the first two.
और पहले दो के बराबर है और खतरनाक भी है.
The prasad.
प्रसाद का टेस्ट.
Has to be first class.
उसका first class स्वाद होना चाहिए.
Consistently.
रोज.
रोज.
रोज means daily.
Not daily, minute by minute.
I had a minute.
For eternity.
हमेशा के लिए, जब तक सूरज चांद रहेगा.
What is first class in Hindi?
उत्तम.
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 नित्य उत्तम.
नित्य उत्तम होना चाहिए.
This is very, very critical for a good restaurant.
और ये अच्छे रेस्टोरेंट के लिए बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है.
Not that one day the prasad's very nice and the next day it's very bad.
ऐसा नहीं कि एक दिन बहुत बढ़िया और अगले दिन.
And the next day it's all right.
उसके बाद फिर थोड़ा ठीक है.
If you want restaurant to really transform people's hearts, it has to be first class. Consistently, every day, every throughout the day.
तो हर रोज रेस्टोरेंट जो है अच्छा होना चाहिए, बढ़िया होना चाहिए.
And if we can do those three things.
अगर ये तीन चीज आप लोग कर लोगे.
And of course, you know, chant Hare Krishna and get Krishna's mercy to do these things.
इसके बाद हरे कृष्णा जपो, कृष्ण की कृपा भी मिलेगी.
But if we can do this.
अगर ये करोगे आप.
This restaurant. Will transform people's hearts.
ये रेस्टोरेंट लोगों का.
As much as Gauranga Prabhu's prerna lectures.
प्रेरणा का प्रवचन होता है उससे ज़्यादा आप लोगों का कुकिंग और क्लीनिंग से सफाई होगा, लोगों का परिवर्तन होगा.
Seriously, people will come and people will have a very, very deep, high impression of our movement, our devotees.
लोगों
and that's the purpose of this restaurant.
और रेस्टोरेंट के माध्यम से कई कई अच्छे अच्छे लोग हैं, उनकी श्रद्धा हरे कृष्ण आंदोलन में बढ़ गई.
So if you want to give me a birthday gift today, each of you individually and collectively, please commit yourself to live by these three principles and go in this restaurant.
आपको महाराज के जन्मदिन पर अगर गिफ्ट देना है तो ये तीन बातों का गिफ्ट देने के लिए आप तैयार हो क्या?
And not only will people have a very, very divine experience, but each of you will also get Krishna's mercy and be on the path back to Godhead.
और ये तीन कार्य आप लोग करोगे तो बाहर के लोगों को दिव्य अनुभव होगा, साथ साथ आप भी भक्ति में प्रगति करोगे और भगवत धाम जाके पहुंच जाओगे.
You expected me just to cut the cake.
आपको लगा मुफ्त में केक कटूंगा क्या?
But in preparation to cut the cake, I'm doing some other cutting.
हाँ, केक काटने के पहले आप लोगों को थोड़ा काट रहा हूँ पहले.
But I sincerely want to congratulate all of you. Appeared impossible has become a very wonderful success because of your sincere united efforts.
जो एक समय असंभव प्रतीत होता था, आप सभी के सामूहिक प्रयास से अब सफल हो गया, साकार हो गया.
I'm very proud of all of you.
मैं आप
proud of you.
बहुत ही गर्व हो रहा है आपके विषय में मुझे.
And I'm grateful to all of you.
और आपके प्रति मैं बहुत ही आभारी हूँ, कृतज्ञ हूँ.
But
लेकिन
we have to be striving to improve on these three principles.
ये तीन बातों के विषय में आपको बहुत चिंतन करना है.
We can never think we're doing good enough.
ये मत सोचो अच्छा चल रहा है सब.
We should always be trying to improve.
हमको हमेशा इसको आगे बढ़ाने का प्रयास करना.
That's what makes bhakti dynamic. We're always trying to do better.
भक्ति में यही है कि सब हमेशा हम अच्छा और उत्कृष्ट करने का प्रयास करें.
Like to add anything?
तो महाराज ने अभी इतना सब कहा तो आप लोग को इस अवसर पर महाराज को वचन देना होगा कि हम ये कार्य करेंगे. तो I'm just telling them that they have to take these words seriously because it is your birthday and they have come to offer something. तो हम लोग
we tricked you.
महाराज ने कहा हम लोग हमने आपको फंसा दिया यहाँ लाके.
Rajalila Devi, would you like to speak some words of guidance or encouragement to them?
You were working in some hospital as a cook or something one time.
Yeah. They don't know that?
No, they don't know.
First, she can speak in the house.
I want to thank Mara for allowing me to be a part of this very sweet and intimate gathering with all of you. I want to thank you for that much. I felt a little bit like an intruder, but I know it's nice to be a part of something so special. I don't think they understand me.
माता जी कह रही है कि इतना एक पारिवारिक आप लोगों का एक यहाँ पे सम्मेलन चल रहा है, मिलन चल रहा है, उसमें मुझे अच्छा नहीं लग रहा कि मैं आप अचानक अंदर आ गई और आप लोगों के बीच में इस तरह बैठी हूँ.
When I came last night, it was about 11 o'clock from the airport.
रात को 11 बजे मैं आई.
And I was wondering why there were so many people around.
तो मैं सोच रही थी इतने लोग क्या कर रहे हैं आसपास.
It seemed so busy.
बहुत ही busy लग रहा था रात को भी.
And I was taken to my room.
और माताजी को रूम पे लेके गए.
I asked the devotee, why are there so many people outside?
और माताजी ने पूछा इतने लोग बाहर क्यों हैं?
And he said, oh, they're here for the restaurant.
बोले ये सब रेस्टोरेंट.
I didn't know. I had heard about the restaurant.
मैंने सुना था ये रेस्टोरेंट के बारे में.
But I didn't know that it was situated right in the front of the building.
ये बिल्कुल सामने ही है ऐसा मुझे पता नहीं था.
So that's a very strategic place.
बहुत ही अच्छा जगह है वो रेस्टोरेंट के लिए.
Yes, people are there. They can come right in.
लोग आ सकते हैं अंदर सामने से ही.
And then the devotee insisted that at 11 o'clock last night I must have some pizza and soup.
तो रात को जो सेवा कर रहे थे उन्होंने माताजी को कहा कुछ पिज़्ज़ा और सूप जरूर खाइए.
So of course in the mood of my spiritual master Srila Bhakti Tirth Maharaj I could not refuse.
तो भक्ति तीर्थ महाराज के चरण चिन्हों में उनको पिज़्ज़ा और सूप इस तरह बहुत अच्छा लगता था माताजी ने स्वीकार कर लिया.
And it was the best pizza.
बोले अभी तक का सबसे श्रेष्ठ पिज़्ज़ा उन्होंने खाया.
I think he would have been happy to be there to enjoy that pizza.
During those times Yudhisthira Prabhu came and made pizza for him.
Yes.
And Radha Vallabha made pizza for him and Gunagrahi Maharaj made pizza for him.
This pizza had something he liked very much, anchovies.
Artichokes.
He loved that very much on the pizza.
भक्ति तीर्थ महाराज को पिज्जा बड़ा पसंद था और खासकर पिज्जा में आर्टिचोक.
So it reminded me of my guru Maharaj.
तो खा के मुझे मेरे गुरु महाराज याद आ गए.
And so I want to thank all of you for the support you're giving to this devotee Gauranga Prabhu that is giving support to Srila Radhanath Maharaj.
तो आप लोग इस तरह सेवा करते रहिए और इस तरह सेवा करते रहेंगे तो रेस्टोरेंट आगे बढ़ेगा.
I'm sure by Srila Radhanath Maharaj's mercy everyone is getting blessed by Srimati Radharani.
और इस तरह श्रीमती राधारानी की कृपा अवश्य आप सब पर होगी.
Gauranga Prabhu wanted me to say something.
महाराज अपना पहले महाराज भी एक जगह काम करते थे उसका अनुभव बताएंगे
My last year in high school,
जब हाई स्कूल में थे महाराज
the school had just started a new program.
तो एक नया प्रोग्राम चालू किया था स्कूल ने
where students could go to classes for usually you're in school for 6 hours right in America 6 hours usually from 8:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon something like that
तो 6 घंटे का स्कूल था सुबह से दोपहर को 3:30 तक
Well, the school made a brand new program where you go to classes for 3 hours.
तो एक नया प्रोग्राम चालू किया स्कूल ने 3 घंटा आप स्कूल जा सकते हो.
Which means 4 classes.
4 class.
And usually there's study halls and all sorts of other things like that. So after 3 classes at noon.
और दोपहर को.
At noon, you could leave school, and the school gets you a job.
और आप स्कूल छोड़ के दूसरा कोई नौकरी कर सकते हो.
And that job is supposed to train you in certain business skills.
और आपको कोई अलग-अलग कलाओं में ट्रेनिंग मिलेगा स्कूल में, स्कूल के बाहर.
Hare Krishna.
अब इसके बाद ड्यूटी है कीर्तन नहीं है इसके बाद. ना फोटो.
Someone from Kurukshetra. So. It was in the business department to train people how to do business.
तो ये business department का idea था प्रस्ताव.
So they were getting people jobs and you get paid.
और पैसे भी मिलेगा आपको.
And you get graded.
और उसमें grades भी मिलेंगे.
And you get credits.
और credits भी मिलेगा.
So I thought this is very nice.
बोले ये तो अच्छा है. School से निकल जाओ थोड़ा जल्दी.
So in a school of 3,000 students, only 25 people signed up for this course.
3,000 लोगों में केवल 25 लोग इस तरह काम करने के लिए तैयार हुए.
And one person was put because you're supposed to learn all the different aspects of running shops and stores and business. One person was put as in a pharmacy, you know, doing the inventory and doing the sales. Another person in a clothes shop doing the stocking and the inventories and the sales, and another person in a grocery store doing inventories and the sales, and another person in a factory, you know, overseeing things.
अलग-अलग लोगों को कोई किराना भंडार, कोई कपड़े का दुकान, इस तरह अलग-अलग दुकानों में उनको ट्रेनिंग के लिए भेजा गया.
And you don't have a choice. They assign you to what you're supposed to do.
तो वो स्कूल आपको भेजता था. यहाँ जाना है, वहाँ ट्रेन होना है.
So they assigned me to something that had nothing to do with business whatsoever.
तो मुझे एक ऐसा जगह भेज दिया जहाँ धंधे से कोई लेना देना नहीं था.
They assigned me to be the assistant cook in a hospital.
मेरे को अस्पताल में assistant cook बोल के भेज दिया.
It was really hard work.
तो बहुत कसरत करना पड़ा मेरे को.
The hospital had 450 beds.
450 उधर patient आते थे.
And there were 5 different diets.
और 5 अलग-अलग type का diet मिलता था वहाँ.
There was like low salt, low fat, low this, you know, all different. You had to cook 5 different types of food for the patients.
5 अलग-अलग type का आपको cooking करना पड़ता था patients के लिए.
And there were only 2 people. They had to cook everything all day.
और 2 ही लोग थे पूरा दिन भर में 450 लोगों का cooking करने का.
The head cook and the assistant cook.
कोई helper नहीं कुछ नहीं head cook और assistant cook कोई सब काम मोरी वाले का काम भी इनको ही.
Would you like to hear about the head cook?
Head cook कौन था सुनना है क्या?
हरि बोल.
His name was Joe.
इसका नाम जो था जो. इनका जो ऊपर था head cook.
He was in his 50s.
इसका उम्र 50 साल का था.
And previously, during World War II, he was the head cook for a battleship for the U.S. Navy, fighting against the Japanese in the Pacific Ocean.
तो द्वितीय विश्व युद्ध के समय 1940 और 45 के बीच में ये अमेरिका का जहाज में कुकिंग करता था. वो जापान के ऊपर आक्रमण किया था भी.
I think on the battleship there was like 5,000 sailors.
5,000 जो सैनिकों के लिए कुकिंग करता था हर रोज.
And he was cooking for 5,000 sailors 3 meals a day every day.
तो ब्रेकफास्ट लंच डिनर तीन लोगों का वो कुकिंग करता था 5,000 लोगों का वो जहाज में.
In the middle of the ocean.
समंदरिया के बीच में, समंदर के बीच में.
So for him, a 450-bed hospital was like it's like a vacation.
450 मतलब छुट्टी था उसके लिए. 5,000 का आदत था तो 450 का कुकिंग मतलब उसको लगा छुट्टी पे.
He was very nice.
But बहुत अच्छा था.
He was trying to teach me how to cook.
तो मुझे सिखा रहा था कैसे कुकिंग करना चाहिए.
So that was.
तो महाराज भी कर चुके हैं ऐसा सब कुकिंग वुकिंग का काम.
The last time I was at my parents' house, I was looking through one of their drawers, and I found, because everybody in the hospital had to wear a badge of what their position was, and I actually found my badge.
So Maharaj
said, said my name, and then under it said assistant cook.
Maharaj ke paas abhi bhi badge hai, jahan niche likha hai assistant cook karke. Chahiye kya wo badge?
So I did that for 1 year.
एक साल किया है वो कुकिंग.
But the problem is everything I learned there is not allowed to be made at Govinda's restaurant.
लेकिन वहाँ जो भी कुकिंग किया वो यहाँ अपन नहीं बना सकते इस तरह से. प्रभुपाद ने कहा महाराज का संदेश सबसे नंबर वन इस्कॉन में उस समय बनाते थे जो संदेश, तो वो आप लोगों ने अभी तक खाया नहीं.
But I used to get so tired because it was such hard work.
बहुत थक जाते थे इतना काम करके.
Yeah, we'd be so tired. I don't want to give any of you ideas, but I'll tell you what happened.
तो कितना थक जाते थे बताएंगे अभी.
I'd be like falling asleep sometimes.
और ऐसा सोते रहते थे.
And you know, I'd just work really, really hard, and I'd get a little ahead, and then I just wanted to take rest somewhere.
तो कहीं तो सोने की इच्छा होती थी.
But I had to hide to take rest. And where are you going to hide in the hospital kitchen?
और हॉस्पिटल के किचन में किधर छुपे हुए सोने के लिए?
Do you know what walk-in coolers are?
तो बड़ा फ्रीजर होता है ना, डीप फ्रीज बड़ा वाला.
Like a refrigerator as big as this room.
इतना बड़ा कमरा जितना फ्रिज रहता है, खुलता है तो अंदर ठंडा.
Not as high as ceiling, but it's as big as this room.
इतना बड़ा door you go. और बड़ा सा डोर रहेगा, खोलो इसको.
And there would just be boxes and boxes and boxes of vegetables and everything because you know you have to keep cooking and keep things fresh.
बड़े बड़े boxes अंदर रखे रहते हैं उसमें.
And there were like shelves with boxes on the shelves of like cauliflowers and potatoes were always in the bottom and all sorts of other things.
अलग अलग टाइप का shelf, box ये वो सब पड़ा रहता था हमेशा उसमें.
So I used to empty out one box.
तो मैं एक बक्सा खाली करता था उसमें से.
In a refrigerator.
फ्रिज के अंदर.
I'd go to sleep in the box under the shelf so that you know the shelf was on top of it so nobody could see me.
बॉक्स के अंदर घुस के सो जाते थे.
And just enough just to get because I was working so hard and then. And then I'd get up and run out and start cooking, and I would do that, you know, about twice a week. I was so tired, I just had to do it.
तो हफ्ते में दो बार इतना थक जाते थे सोना ही पड़ता था.
And there were these like nurses who would actually bring all the food out to serve it to all the patients. And sometimes they would help with some of the cooking.
तो नर्स लोग भी आते थे, लेके जाते थे सब सामान वामान जो बन गया कुकिंग के लिए.
So one time, one of the nurses needed some potatoes.
तो एक नर्स को
one of her patients.
बटाटा चाहिए था पेशेंट के लिए.
So she went to the box of potatoes and pulled it out from the shelf.
और वो बटाटा का गोनी सोच के निकाली उसको. महाराज अंदर ऐसे लेटे हुए थे.
Because that's the only way you could fit in a box.
तभी घुस सकते थे बक्से के अंदर, वही एक पोजीशन में.
She pulled it out and she saw this human being. She didn't recognize me because I was like this. I had my little cook's hat on and everything.
घबरा गई वो देख के.
And she didn't recognize me because I was like this.
पहचानी नहीं वो कौन है.
And it's America where all kinds of crazy things happen.
तो अमेरिका है, पागल टाइप के लोग रहते हैं वहाँ पे.
She thought that I was like a somebody murdered somebody and stuck them in this box to hide their dead body.
उसको लगा मर्डर केस हो गया है.
So when she pulled me out, I didn't wake up, but then she went.
उसके बाद जोर से चिल्लाई.
And she went running out and she told everybody there's a dead body in the potato box.
सबको जाके बोली बटाटा के गोने में आदमी पड़ा है.
And then I came out with my cook hat on, you know, and I.
फिर ऐसे ही मैं बाहर आ गया. आप लोग कोई करना नहीं है सर.
And Joe was smiling like anything.
और जो बड़ा खुश था, हंस रहा था.
Put his arm around me. Said, "What were you doing?"
क्या कर रहे थे तुम?
No, I just needed some rest.
मुझे थोड़ा विश्राम करना था, इसके लिए चला गया.
That was one of the more interesting pastimes of my career as a cook.
तो कुक के जमाने का एक लीला तुम लोगों को बताया.
But thank you very, very much for all that you're doing.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आप लोग जो कुछ भी कर रहे हो प्रभुपाद मिशन के लिए. बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
One of the most important projects in all of our efforts at Radha Gopinath is Govinda's restaurant. Please take personal responsibility to make it a wonderful experience for everyone.
इसका व्यक्तिगत उत्तरदायित्व लीजिए इस प्रोजेक्ट को सफल बनाने. काफी महत्वपूर्ण प्रोजेक्ट है ये हम लोगों के लिए. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki jai. His Holiness.
So everybody can join me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
That's from America. Sorry.
It's not. It's actually from India.
It is.
The Bhagavad mantra is from India. American rendition.
Yes.
Huh? Okay, as soon as they leave, we'll come.
Yeah.
We'll bake the cake.
Cake on manaya? We have one devotee who supplies cakes to us at another place. All the cakes in the restaurant. No, when you visit, you'll see the range. चलिए सब लोग महाराज का प्रणाम करके.
You can take Prajalila and give her whatever she likes.
लो लो सब लोग एक एक फटाफट लेके भागो. ए एक 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 एक.